Thanks for joining us on the JX today. We'll start off with two needs in Oregon addressed by a single program. On one hand, Oregon needs many more houses and the people to build them. On the other hand, Oregon students not bound for college need training and skills that can go straight to the workplace. The hands come together in Team Oregon Build, a program putting real-world construction skills into schools. Team Oregon Build has got a big grant, $2.6 million, to expand. That grant is for Southwestern Oregon, for the Lane Education Service District and the Southern Oregon Education Service District. Let's follow this up. Carla Clark is the Career Connected Learning and STEAM Program Manager at Southern Oregon ESD. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We also have with us Jesse Quinn, Community Engagement Director at Lane Workforce Partnership. Welcome, Jesse.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Carla, let me start with you. Give us the big picture, if you would, on skills training and what appears to be a greater emphasis on that in recent years.
There's definitely a great emphasis on skills training for our entire state, really. Back in 2020, our STEM Hub and Career and Tech Ed Department did a needs assessment trying to align what might be the gap in our region for career and tech ed and STEM, and what that gap might be between STEM, career and tech ed, and industry. And construction rose to the top. We had only four programs of study at the time in 2020, official programs where students are learning in the classroom at the high school level, learning relevant skills and getting trained, having the opportunity to get certifications to enter the workforce. And since 2020, we have grown those programs to 10 programs across Southern Oregon. Kind of right in the midst of other things that are happening across the state, you know, different emergencies that took place with the wildfires. Lane County has experienced some of the same growth, some similar growth, and has approached meeting these needs in different ways as well, along with the Willamette Career Academy. They are, I think I'm saying their program not quite right. But this program is reaching three of our regions, and we are all underway working to help build skills to help meet the needs of both the construction needs and also that housing shortage.
That's so that you expanded from four construction programs to 10 just in 4 years?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive. And how were you able to do that? Where did the money come from?
Different grant funding. So in 2020, the STEM hubs across the state were offered an opportunity to apply for grant funding through the Oregon Community Foundation. And in Southern Oregon, that is where we put our focus. We did the needs assessment, collaborating across our community partners, education partners, and our industry partners, as we identified that construction had risen to the top as far as a need. Also, at the same time, we had experienced those wildfires that ripped across the state, devastating our communities. And we had lost over 2,000 homes just in Southern Oregon with the Alameda fire. And so paired with the need to skill up our young people was also heavy on the hearts of our people of how do we just build houses? How do we build homes? What do we desperately need to meet this need on all fronts? And so through the Ignite grant, we were able to bring in funding. The Perkins Career and Tech Ed funding helps build programs of study and also helps get equipment in the classrooms and licensed teachers. Since those years as well with the we have a program, a platform that we've been using to help measure student aptitude and interest called YouScience. And through that data, we've had just last year in 2023 and the prior year, we were able to assess over 5,000 students in our region. And the data from measuring student aptitude and interest was able to contribute towards additional funding through Future Ready and BOLI grants and career and technical education revitalization grant funding. And that all those fundings have helped to build programs in our region.
We are talking about career-connected learning, career and technical education, and a whole lot more in the context of Team Oregon Build with Carla Clark from Southern Oregon Education Service District and Jesse Quinn from Lane Workforce Partnership. If you have questions or comments, send those in an email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Jesse Quinn, we got that with the build-up from Carla about this general ramping up of programs. Where did Team Oregon Build come from?
Yeah, so thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today. So with Team Oregon Build, we were really born out of the 2020 Holiday Farm fires. Here in Lane County, we saw that through the McKenzie Valley. With the McKenzie Valley Holiday Farm fire, our educators were wondering how can they support families impacted by wildfire. We started a program where students started building sheds for families. And through this program, we had high school construction classrooms gaining hands-on experience within the construction trades, creating these 8x8 sheds. Through this, we decided we could take the program further, and it led to creating 8x16 transitional housing units for members of our unhoused community. So we partnered with nonprofits such as Square One and Everyone Village. And as we started ramping up this program, we found other partners across the state who were engaged in similar work of student enterprise addressing community issues. So last fall, we started bringing these partners into the same room. We started having some statewide agencies step forward. And through that, Team Oregon Build was created. So the $2.6 million received by the Oregon Department of Education is supporting classroom builds across the state, and these students creating transitional housing units, 8x8 sheds, cottage accessory equipment such as chairs, picnic tables, as well as flower bench boxes. And we're really stressing that community benefit. So how are these schools giving back to their local area and supporting those impacted by natural disaster, perhaps homelessness, you know, other issues that these students can help be a part of the solution.
So it sounds like you started with the immediate need of 2020 and the huge sudden lack of homes in the fires of that September and realized there are certainly more ongoing need for people with these skills and abilities.
Correct. And, you know, when I'm looking at the numbers for Team Oregon Build, it's truly extraordinary what we've been able to achieve since launching in late March. But as of this morning, we have 180 orders received from 45 unique schools participating. And this represents nearly 6,500 student experiences across 11 different counties. And so we've turned into an Amazon distribution center coordinating logistics. But schools that are wanting to participate are able to submit an order request form. And we are partnering with Lowe's as our vendor in this process. So Lowe's is able to deliver completed kit materials directly to a school's doorstep at no cost to participants.
Wow. And this came together relatively quickly, it sounds like, from the decision to call Team Oregon Build and move in that vein.
It has been a whirlwind, and I know our instructors are excited. We're gearing up for our second professional development event this summer here in Lane County. We just held one in Southern Oregon, I want to say back in April, with Klamath Community College. And these instructors are excited. Their students are no longer building birdhouses. They're building real houses that have an impact on their local community. And, you know, for our construction classrooms where their budgets have been kind of dwindling over the years, they're seeing this infusion of support. And we're really excited, especially from the industry perspective, to think of these students gaining hands-on experience, getting industry-recognized credentials, and developing an interest in a trade that has experienced such a shortage of new hires.
We're talking about career and technical education and career-connected learning, specifically Team Oregon Hub, which is involved in building structures by high school students across the state of Oregon, with a big grant coming to Southern and Southwestern Oregon from the Oregon Department of Education. You're hearing from Lane Workforce Partnership in the person of Jesse Quinn and from Southern Oregon Education Service District in the person of Carla Clark. Carla, I wonder if this is not so much a creation as a restoration. I mean, if students were building birdhouses because budgets had been reduced, were there once larger construction programs?
There were once larger construction programs. It's interesting. Over the last couple of years, as especially coming back from COVID and getting back out into the community with our schools and our educators, one of the things in Southern Oregon that we've done really ramped up this past year are industry tours, where we've been able to take our educators and our students out to go visit, you know, what's happening in the real world. And just this last year, out visiting different manufacturing companies this year, I must have heard, repeatedly after being in several different places of business, our industry folks saying things like, remember when we used to have a shop class? remember when we used to, and they would talk, you know, like it was the good old days when our students might have used to have these programs. And it was during that time, after hearing that over and over again, that my team went to work and decided, you know what, we've got to get our industry folks back into the classroom to see what is happening, because we're not at square zero. It's not like it used to be, but we have made some progress, and they need to see the progress that we've made. They need to see the kids that, you know, this new generation where, you know, oftentimes are the older people that are at work, you know, think that, oh, what happened to the, you know, where are the kids that want to work? Where are the kids that have a skill set who don't want to just sit around and play on their phone? And I thought we need to get them into the classroom to see the kids and see what they are doing. And so we started creating tours where we'd bring industry into the classroom. And from there, they've been able to, it's been turning the perspective around. They are in awe. They are impressed with what our students are doing and how they're building and what they're working on. They're able to see the differences between maybe where some programs have had a chance to build up more and, you know, get more equipment in the classroom. And they've also had a chance to see some of our schools that have less. And you'll see that variation across the state even. You know, up north, there are some programs where the classrooms are magnificent and the shops are big and they have state-of-the-art equipment. And then you'll see some of our very rural schools where, you know, it might look like an old shed and a rundown building with less equipment. And so we're trying to find ways to get equipment materials into all of our classrooms so that every student who wants to work in these areas has a chance to build and work. And we're getting creative in some different ways. One of the ways that we went to work in Southern Oregon was with the bus project. And we did build one bus to home conversion
school bus
during the 2020 work. And now we have four different buses underway to meet different disaster relief opportunities.
So given this grant then, Jesse Quinn, are we talking about an expansion of the program? Will more schools have Team Oregon Build present?
Oh, yes. So, you know, when we first launched Team Oregon Build, it was really focusing on the three regions. We had Lane Education Service District, Mid-Willamette Education Consortium, and Southern Oregon ESD. Now, as the program is continuing to be developed, we're having schools across the state share interest, and we're starting to bring in those external partners. So we have Lakeview jumping on board. We have Hillsboro. I've seen schools out of Corvallis, Salem, Pendleton signing up to participate. And we're not saying no. So with the Oregon Department of Education, they have given us a green light for this expansion. And we're bringing on, you know, any educational partner who's willing to step forward and kind of support this work.
Is there a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, some vision for how long this might go, or if it's an indefinite thing?
You know, we are in the process of trying to figure out the sustainability of the program. So the funding that we have received is a one-time support through September 30th. And we are working with statewide partners at, what is it, the Workforce Development and Talent Board, the Governor's Office. We have Oregon Housing and Community Services, the Office of Emergency Management, all looking internally to see what funds are available to support this kind of impact moving forward in future years. So we're hoping that our elected politicians, our school districts, our statewide agencies can see value in this program, especially for the 6,500 students who are participating in builds across these 45 unique schools and helping solve these community issues.
Carla, just a couple seconds left. Does the program stop dead during the summer? Is there a Team Oregon Build through these warm months when there's no school?
In some cases, there are. We have some of our programs that are working on summer build programs. At the Kroc Center up north in Salem, they're doing some summer build, bringing students together at the Salvation Army, and they are building, they're working on building some of these tiny structures. Our teachers are coming together in preparation. If they aren't able to bring students together, they're learning together. And Jesse mentioned the professional development that will take place. We're going to have two different weeks, one in July and one in August, where teachers will be able to come together, build together, and then also order more materials in preparation for the school year. And so while not every school is holding summer school opportunities, there are preparation taking place in most cases.
Wow, watch this space. A lot more coming from Team Oregon Build, that is clear. Carla Clark is Career Connected Learning and STEAM Program Manager at Southern Oregon ESD. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You bet. Jesse Quinn is Community Engagement Director at Lane Workforce Partnership. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.